When the Florida Department of Transportation installed a new crosswalk on US 1 in Key Largo last year, the intention was to make the road safer. But the Keys' top law enforcement officer says it's had just the opposite effect. Nancy Klinginer has the story from our southernmost bureau.
The overseas highway on Key Largo has seen a number of pedestrians and bicyclists hit by cars. But Monroe Sheriff Rick Ramsey said those accidents happened at night, and usually the victims were impaired. The state DOT installed a new crosswalk at mile marker 99.5 as a safety measure. When a pedestrian pushes a button, it activates a flashing yellow light. Ramsey says that's dangerous because the pedestrian assumes it's safe to cross. But drivers may not understand the signal.
People see red and they stop. They see amber flashing lights. They think construction, warning, caution, you know, something ahead, but it does not mean stop.
Ramsey said the crosswalk had already seen a lot of close calls, even before a three-car accident last week that led him to send a letter to DOT protesting the crosswalk.
And we're seeing almost like leapfrog. It's people jumping out of the way of the cars or trying to avoid being hit from a car, or people in cars trying to avoid the pedestrians.
DOT officials said this week that they're reviewing the crosswalk site and safety data. Any changes would come after that review is complete. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.